Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I am your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Do I like you? Sure. I mean, why wouldn't I? I mean, it's like, have you done anything to... I mean, look out behind you, sucker. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Chris Alvarado, Rods and Bobs. What is the one activity you still yearn to try?
Well, growing up in Southern California, mm-hmm. and also working in Hawaii for 8 months, I've surfed a bunch, but never actually really surfed. Yeah. I mean, one here or there, but it just seems like all the time I've spent in the water trying to surf, I would love to give it one more go before I'm too old to stand up.
So if any of our listeners out there are surf instructors, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com and we'll put you guys in touch, because that would be great. And I think maybe a little instruction is the only thing currently surfing between you and getting up.
Perhaps.
Say hello to, well, let's say James Heaney. Jimmy Two Cents, best advice you've received?
The only person you need to be happy with is the person that you look in the mirror at. And as long as you're happy with that person, then your life will be full of joy.
Am I the only one who, when they look in the mirror, doesn't see the devil?
Mm-hmm. I see the devil.
Yeah.
No, when I look at you, I see the devil.
Right? Is that what you meant, James?
I don't know. I don't think you got it right. It's fine. It's fine.
Look out. It's Caroline Cotter. Cotter O. Favorite store to poop in and why? Oh, so when you're at the mall, you've got to have a favorite. Everyone does.
Well, I used to be afraid of toilets until I was like older, like the sound they made when they were flushing.
Until what age?
20, probably.
Yes! That is such a great comical answer.
So once I got over that, I can kind of drop one anywhere.
So you don't have a fave at the mall? Like, for me, it's Nordstrom's for sure.
I think not at the mall, but anywhere where I'm getting paid. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Like, if it's like I'm working and I have to shit, I like to do that because I'm on the clock.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Pooping on the clock.
Yeah.
Sure. I think we can all appreciate pooping on the clock. Speaking of which, hey, everybody, it's Cole Stratton. I looked down, not realizing. Yeah, I had a segue, and there was only one of you left before we got to the usual Joey position, which I think you all know is ass backwards.
I don't understand any of that.
Yep. South and or North, Cole, weirdest vacation?
Oh, man. I mean, maybe just, well, okay, one time years ago, we were supposed to go to Vegas, and it was so cold, the flight got canceled last second, and then, I don't know, it's bizarre. And so then after sitting in the airport for several hours, they finally said, like, we're putting people in hotels, and they're like, no, we live here, so we just got a credit and just had a staycation for 2 days instead of going there.
That's a winner in anyone's book, as strange vacations. And last... but may his tennis balls bounce off your thighs if you think him least. It's Joey Greer. Creepshow, what do you like to do in the off season?
Oh, man. Well, number one, there is no off season. I'm training year round.
Like there's no off switch?
That either. I mean, it's go, go, go. But when I do have an opportunity to rest and my medical team is like, hey, you need to take some time off. I recommend this to everybody. You make a stone tomb,
right?
And then you crawl inside.
Sure.
And there's small blocks in there that you can shimmy up past your shoulders. And
yeah, I think we all know where this is going. Yep.
And you just meditate. You're in there, and you'd be surprised how long you can survive.
I think we would be surprised. And back to your medical team for just a second. Yeah. Still just the four?
Yeah, still just the four. Uh-huh. Yeah, still just the four.
Okay. Great. Great.
All of them used to work with Lance Armstrong, so they're just like, they're great.
Juice, juice, and more juice. All right, let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails. Please submit yours by writing to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemist.com. Scene number one comes from superfan Tim, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. I hope you're all doing well and staying safe. I'm a longtime listener and big fan of the podcast." James, stop reading. "I recently watched an episode of Drunk History about Agatha Christie. Shout out to Craig, who is wonderful in the series and whose microphone broke and is not with us today." Wow, how did the person know that? "And would love to see the Alchemist play out a murder mystery a la Agatha Christie. I don't care how you do the scene, but I envision Joey playing a Southern woman like in the Seance episode. You're all the best, Tim Gilmore." Thank you, Tim.
"Now, I'm sorry, but I did request a larger cabin. Now, I understand things might be different here in Charlie, but where I'm from in Louisiana, we treat a woman right."
"Right, which is why you have this particular cabin, ma'am. It was all set up ahead of time. So you just need to re-register if you'd like a different cabin."
"Re-register?
Right.
On a train that's moving already? Son, I don't think you understand this. I need a bigger cabin now."
"All right. Well, so when you say bigger, what are we talking about here exactly? Twice as big?"
"I want a cabin the size of a house."
"So you want a toilet?"
"What? You like a toilet?"
"In your cabin."
"Well, yeah, yes, I want a I thought you meant the size of a toilet."
"Me. Give the lady what she wants."
"Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Pardon me, sir.
This is money I'm holding here."
"It certainly is.
It is. Should I take that?
That's for you. Open your mouth. Say aw. Say aw.
Aw.
No, not you, ma'am. Ma'am, not you, ma'am. You, sir.
Aw.
There you go."
"Oh, my. What a gentleman harassing people that are below your station."
Don't pay that no mind. Pay that no mind. What's your name, ma'am?"
"I'm dead."
"What's your name, ma'am?"
I think someone died. Someone might be dead. My name is Marjorie Marjoram."
"Oh, pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to meet you. My name
is..." "Are you familiar with Marjoram?"
"Oh, yes. You own a lot of the estates down south. Now, you might know me. You might have heard of me. Sure. You probably recognize me. I won't even introduce myself if you recognize me. Do you recognize me?"
"Of course I recognize you. The famous movie star."
"Mm-hmm.
Jean le Bibon, Jean typique
My father was French. I'm obviously American."
I'm so sorry. You've caught me while I'm cleaning my hands up. There's no way that we can get a bigger cabin. If it were any bigger, our train wouldn't go through the tunnels. They've created the maximum size cabin for a train."
"Yes, of course.
Does this make sense to you?"
"And I explained
that. It doesn't matter how much money there is. This is as big as the cabin can get."
"I explained that to the lady, and she just actually wanted 3 bathrooms in her cabin. What am I to do?"
It is just not possible. It is just not possible to get 3 bathrooms in a cabin."
"May I ask you a question? We've not worked together before on a train. Are you new to the business in general? Or is it just..."
I'm not new to the business, but I'm very familiar. There's only so long a train cab can be and only so wide. If it's too long, it won't take curves. If it's too wide, it won't go through tunnels.
Speaking of won't take curves, where are you from originally?"
Oh my God!
"Let me close this door. Let me close this door all the way. I better wash these hands off all
I'm
the
dead.
way."
I was looking on the first bathroom.
"Yes.
Fantastic. I am living in a small hamlet in England where I was solving a crime."
"Yes.
I mean, I'm Hercule Poirot. I think you know that."
"Everyone knows
I am. I don't need that."
"Did you want to get on the train?"
"No, I mean, I'm on the train. Am I not on the train? I thought I was on the..."
This platform move.
Is it hook up at all? I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of your metaphor.
Sir, please.
Allow me to introduce myself. Jean Pipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipip
Englishman, you're asking for attention. What do you want?
Did you either of you wish to go to your cabin?
Ah, yes. Yes, a cabin is where we would go. Would you like
to join us? Oh, people keep trying to stab me. I keep thinking I'm dying, but here I am, waking up alive as the day I was born. But there, oh, ouch!
We should go to our cabin and have maybe a nightcap drink.
Would either of you care to investigate these screams and hollers?
Interesting.
It's coming from the coach train cars, so, you know, it's not really important to us.
We'll investigate. I am on vacation, but it seems that the work of is never done.
Pay no attention to those screams, Mrs. Marjorie. They're coming from the coach cabin.
Oh, my feet, they hurt so. When I was a young girl, I broke them by kicking trees, and now my feet are all broken up, and it's kind of hard for me to fit into my heels, but I stuff them in.
You sure do. You stuffed into those heels. I want you to have a seat. Have a seat. Okay. Charlie, come in here.
Why?
This is my son. Charlie, rub this woman's feet.
Ew, Dad, come on. This is nasty.
Do a wish if you want your allowance.
I don't want my allowance. I want a new dad, and I don't want to go to take your son to work day every freaking day. Ma'am, you have bark stuck to your feet.
I know.
What do I...
Reminds me of home. Here's a jar of margarine. Why don't you rub that on my face?
What the hell? Margarine?
Just do it.
It's my brand of margarine. It's called margarine.
Dad, this is so gross. Ugh. God.
What is that?
It's someone screaming.
Okay, don't be a smart ass, Anthony.
She asked what was that? Don't say my name. You're not supposed to call me Anthony anymore. You're supposed to call me A-Boy. That's my nickname.
This little fucker watched Lady Bird one fucking time and now wants to change his name.
Right, okay. Maybe I should go to another.
It's a great film.
Hello,
Jean. Hello. Oh, hello, my grandson, Charlie Anthony. It is so nice to see you.
Oh my gosh, how do you do, sir?
I do that well, Dad. Thank you. Yes, son. I know that we are not normally on speaking terms, but I heard you are on this train car, so I had to come here to try to patch up our rocky relationship.
Not interesting.
So should I just go to my cabin?
No, Miss Marjorie.
Like there's a lot of family. Okay.
Do you want this bark? My feet are
swelling up. Well, leave it in there. It's melted to my bones at this point. So
oh, God. All the lights just turned off.
Oh, my God.
Nobody freak out.
I hit a switch when someone was trying to kill me. I hit the light switch.
Everybody would calm down. Somebody hit a switch. I don't know who.
It was me. My name is Angelica Hudson, not that one. Help! Ow!
Just so that everyone knows, this is a one-way microphone that goes to your cabins. There's been a series of stabbings, fortunately, against one person.
What the hell is going on?
Which way does the mic go?
It just goes one. In case anybody's wondering, it just goes one way. I cannot hear you.
Microphones don't send sound back out. What the hell? That's a speaker.
Over and out.
That should be a speaker. Who the hell was on that?
You are so smart. You're so smart.
Yeah, well, I feel like other people in the train might have had the same thought of like, what do you mean, one way?
Dad, can I go back to my room, please?
Ask your grandfather.
Why the hell am I asking him? He hasn't been in our life in...
Yeah, mate, nothing ever happens on these trains. You just let people go to the seats, go over cabins, and I said, nothing happens. It's one of the most chill jobs ever. You can take a shit the entire ride, and you're doing your job. The fact that they got on is half of your job, and then when the train stops, you let them get off. There's nothing to it.
Pardon me, Porter.
Oh, yeah.
Porter, may I trouble you to not suggest that all the employees take a shit?
I mean, it's not old. No, there's not enough toilets for everyone to shit at the same time.
Right. Could you mention that in your little diatribe, please, next time?
Yeah. All right. I mean,
have you shit yet today, by the way?
I'm actually fairly irregular.
Right.
I squeeze it out probably once a week. It's not
helpful. Have you tried upping your fiber intake?
Yeah, I've tried that. It didn't really work. My daddy rejected it.
Could you check on that, please? It seems like more passengers are dying than usual.
Strange, yeah. Let me go check on it.
Yeah. Maybe take the cock out of your face before you go.
All right, all right, all right.
What's the meaning of this? Why are you putting us all in the same room together?
Villa has to see which fan of you is possibly the killer.
Well, I was with Miss Marjorie.
Yeah, and I was with my dad.
That's not true. That's not true.
What?
He wasn't with me the whole time.
There seems to be some conflicting ideas here.
Well, see, it's clear that it is not me because I am also a French, and, you know, this goes without saying, you know, that I will be a descent. In fact, I will help you. I will shadow you.
I do want to say that my mother, his wife, died under unusual circumstances, so I don't think he should be completely off the table.
What? Yes.
She was killed by a horse.
Mm-hmm. Unusual.
You know this too? You are familiar with the death of this man's wife?
That was...
isn't everyone...
Okay, so there's a lot of confusion. Maybe I'm the only one who's confused, you know, but I am looking
Let's go with that, shall we? That you're the only one who's confused?
You're suspect one, okay? For doing that, you're suspect one, okay? You're on so busy list.
I think it's very unusual that the train conductor did that whole microphone thing. That seems like, you know.
I think so as well. Part of me thinks that was a guest. Part of me thinks that was the train conductor. I'm not 100% who that person was. They weren't in around. I don't know where they were. But I do have several pieces of evidence, which I want to bring forth right now.
But you're saying I'm one of the suspects?
Yeah, you're still number one, okay? Right. If you look
you up. And everything else was unusual. So does that make me the...
Prime suspect.
Oh, prime suspect.
I'm sorry, Mr. Perot, is there actually a body? We keep hearing screams, but there's never been a body discovered as far as I know.
Well, there's things that can be discovered that you tell you won't sell me a body.
Now, Mr. Perot.
Is number one. Okay. Mr. Perot, don't want to hear the evidence. It's the evidence. So no one, I'm going to wrap it up. I have it figured out, but nobody... seems to want to hear it. Do you know what? Fuck it. Who cares? Seriously, who cares? I'm on vacation. You know what? Probably that little kid did it.
Hey, boy. Here. I'm not. Thank you for calling me by my name, first of all.
You probably did it. Okay?
No. It's probably people in coach that did it to each other.
I am not going back there. Well, so I had to figure it out up here.
Well, I, for one, would love to hear you recap the entirety of this train ride and show us how you deducted everything. Don't leave any details out.
None shall be. The first thing that made me suspicious was when I entered the train and the British ticket man had dust all over his eyes. I thought to me would say, why is that? Maybe he was sneezing all over the place. But on the first inspection, he is sleeping underneath a man who has very dry sheets. And that is, in fact, the fecal matter of another patron on this train. Secondly, I came across the Pompadour family.
I need subtitles for what he's saying. I don't understand.
The father, son, and grandfather all boarded the train. So the grandfather was unknown to the father and grandson. He boarded the train to show them that he wanted to rekindle the love of a family. A boy so rejected that because he wants to have a career in new music. Jean Pompadour cannot accept that lifestyle, and even though he might be violent in tone, he's a very patient man. So, it leads me to Marjorie Margeron.
Me?
Yes. This is from Louisiana. No one would expect such a beautiful woman coming from such a faraway place to look at beautiful England as just a vacation. But why would somebody leave such temperate climate to come to such a dreary, dreary place? I wanted to see the world. Maybe, or maybe you are running away from your murders. Isn't it true that you were looking for a bigger cabin? Yes. Isn't it true that when confronted that your cabin could be the size of a toilet?
Train conductor, I wanted to let you know that there's been a series of violence and murder in coach, so we're going to detach the last, I'd say, anyone first class to come up towards the front of the train. It's going to be detaching in 30 seconds.
Wait, what?
Okay, well, let's hurry up before I'll finish it up when we get up there. So let's just...
Wait, you're going to detach the other train carts from the train?
Who are you talking to? The microphone goes one way. It doesn't...
Tuning back in really quick, this is the conductor again. It's one-way microphone. Unfortunately, we haven't put microphones in the train car.
There's so many people in this room. I just thought he was one of the people in this room. I didn't realize it was coming through the sound system.
No, the microphone goes one way. So he does have a delightful podcast that he does over the train as it goes. So...
Okay.
Some things I would like to hear. Anyway, long story short. I was looking around the area where I first heard the screams of someone being murdered. And on my inspection, I found a small piece of bark. Madame Marjorie, would you mind sharing me your feet?
Get off of me, Keto. Let me get to the front to ask this man not to forgive me, sir. I am Inspector Clouseau, and I have questions for you.
For me?
Yes.
Yeah, go for it. What is your question?
I think everyone on the train knows you do not buy a ticket.
Well, sometimes gifts are given, and a ticket is a gift. One's right.
I could deduct, by the way, you don't want some gold. They said that perfectly to me. I knew them from the start.
Does anyone know what they're saying? Because I haven't understood a damn word in the past 2 hours.
I understand it all, but what you must know is this is a delightful mashup. I am very happy with these results. So just let it play out. You'll know by the end when someone is in handcuffs.
And fuck that is you. Scene one.
Scene 2 comes from Patreon VIP Devon, who wrote, "Hi Kevin, I was thrilled to hear you do my last scene suggestion, the one where I took my wife, who does not like improv, to one of your shows and she was called on stage, which was based on me actually taking her to your San Francisco Sketchfest live show. Mm-hmm. I listened to it with her and she wanted me to make sure to tell you all she did, in fact, enjoy the live show. My next scene suggestion... A group of people making a hoax crop circle run into aliens who are in the process of making a real crop circle. Thanks for all the laughs, Devon. After listening to the most recent episode, I realized aliens are kind of a cliche in improv, and you probably don't want any more suggestions involving aliens. So instead, how about the premiere of an all-new wacky major league sport? Thanks again. All right, has done here is given us...
I'm so confused.
Yeah, that's two emails. Smashed into one, and he corrected himself after listening to the show and realized we had had too many alien suggestions. I personally like the crop duck search of mishap.
Yeah.
So let's go with that one, Devon. I just want to read all that you wrote, and thank you for writing in to us. We appreciate that. Jimmy June, hey.
What?
Hey, would you please, not you, Johnny, Jimmy June.
Yeah, what?
Jimmy June. What? Would you get me that lighter fluid again? Because I need to make this patch a little wider.
Okay, here it is. Oh, there you go.
Appreciate that. Oh, shit. When are we going to get a break? The sun's going to be up soon.
I don't know. We've been doing this for, like, the whole damn night. I told my wife I'd be home for dinner. Now I'm not going to be home for breakfast.
I don't remember a time we weren't doing this.
Me neither. Hey,
y'all two are losing sight of how funny this is going to be.
Yeah, but funny to who? People in an airplane? I mean, can they even see what the hell we're doing from the ground?
They sure can. Think about that. The best kind of comedy is the ones where you don't hear the laughter. Now fucking stop talking and start burning.
Oh, okay.
Well, is that some sort of third level?
I just don't understand. He's not home for dinner. He's not home for breakfast. I mean, my mind goes crazy, and it's, you know, I start thinking of different things that he could be doing, and I just don't want to believe it because I know it's not true. I know he's a good man. He's a good man. Okay, well, thank you for listening to me, statue. You've been so kind to listen to me every time I come by the town square, and always here. So I'll just put a coin next to your foot, like ding, I always ding. Do. And all right.
So you see, I don't like to have to explain the goddamn joke to you, but you get it now? Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I guess it's so fun. It's a funny, but it's a thinker where I don't laugh.
Which is mm-hmm. kind of the best kind, right? Because who the hell wants laugh?
That's what I'm saying. It's easy to laugh, right?
Sure. I mean, should we do this kind of thing when we?
All right, knock it off, knock it off. I ain't asking you for your artistic interpretation of my joke. What I am asking you is to finish burning this crop circle so that.
What the hell is that?
What the hell?
What the fuck's happening?
Jimmy John June, is that your stomach? What?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but I don't know if that's what's making it too. Sounds like a horse.
Oh.
There's something over yonder there. Take a look.
Go, you hey, look.
You go look.
No, there's you lights look. And shit.
Go look.
All you right, look. I'm looking. I'm going. Get off me! Stop probing my anal!
Oh my god! Should I go look? I think that sounded.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go over there.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You go. All
right.
You
I'll
go.
Be right back. I'll be right back. Hello. Whoa! Ow! Get out of my anal!
Now you're telling me you went down to Jack Roach's farm and started burning up his crops to make a crop circle, and in doing so. Your two dumbass friends got abducted by Alan. Now, you want me to believe that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I know it sounds hard to believe. Hell, I don't know if you could tell, but I was setting up a joke. You know what I mean?
What was the joke? Were you setting one up when you came in? What are you talking about?
Well, the whole idea is that it was going to be a fake crop circle, and then people would think it's a real crop circle.
Well, of course, it's fake. And first off, you're burning crops. You understand you do it with a board and string to bend the crops so they don't snap
in a
you're
real
just
one.
Burning fields
right well listen that's neither here nor there sheriff the point is I lost two of my best boys
all right so you want to start a missing persons case
and mean? I want the authority to do citizens arrests if you can I want you to knight me or whatever it takes I want the authority that when I get out
England,
there
son. I ain't going to deputize you just because you come in here smelling a goddamn lighter fluid thinking that I'm going to give you a gun and a badge to do the Lord's work. That ain't how it's done. You understand?
Yeah.
Global translator on. I have brought two up to the ship.
I got a
good.
Sorry, I gotta get home to my wife. I haven't been home in a couple of days. She's a little cuckoo, so if I don't get home, she's
well,
so
we couldn't help but notice that you guys were preparing a ring ball court.
Prairie
would you like
pairing?
To play against our alien team playing a game of ring ball?
Hey, why don't we start by you taking these things out of our anal canals, and then we can have a proper conversation. How
you,
about that?
You can keep well, mine in.
To test you for performance-enhancing drugs.
Keep Jimmy June's in, that's fine, but I my concentration's being thrown by this activity in my butt.
Well, we promise you that when you are ready to play a sport against us, that we will remove the anal probes.
Can I ask a real quick question, please? I mean, I've never been in a spaceship before, so kudos. It's bitching.
Yeah, this is cool.
But is there something that's turning your regular voice into a voice we can understand? And if that's true, is there some sort of dial that we can adjust so it doesn't sound so whiny and puny?
I do not believe so. It is a global translator.
Right.
Where'd you get it from, Radio Shack? Because we have a local store down here that's a lot better than that. Maybe you might want to.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now I got a 12-pack of Duracells I can give you for about, I mean, it's $20, but I mean, it's a 12-pack of Duracell, so it's pretty good. And those RC cars over there right by the front door, those things are pretty, they haul ass. The full charge will get you maybe about 20 minutes. Well, anyway, thank you, Statue. I'm glad I talked to you.
No. I ain't a statue.
Oh, shit. My bad. I thought I was talking to that statue. I talked to it every day before the working radio show.
Hey, you familiar with global
warming? Yeah.
All right, look, knock it off here. Listen, I'm trying to save my two friends. My two friends got taken up.
Oh man, back up, man. What the hell are you doing, man?
I need every electronic welded together so I can get on board a spaceship to help my friends.
What is this piece of? What the hell's a prairie Perry? What the hell is
it? It's a prairie Perry.
What the hell is this, man? I don't know what the hell this
Look,
is.
Look, you know what? You're under arrest.
What the hell? You ain't goddamn sheriff or deputy.
Yeah, I'm making a citizen's arrest, and that's okay.
Oh, what, man?
Being a dick.
You know what? I got to ship that Radio Shack. I'm the only one who works there.
I don't
Radio Shack in the goddamn U.S. right now. So I got to respond.
I need your help, all right? Are you going to help me or not?
You're insane, man. All right. You're crazy as hell, but you're damn right I'm going to help you. Look, damn. You're asking me to build you a spaceship to shoot you up into space and find your friends. Maybe? Is that what I'm guessing?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right, fine. Look, if you're asking me to do that with the RC cars I got and the 12-pack of Duracells, I mean, I might be able to fix them up in 30 minutes.
All right. Listen, I'm going to use this time to go visit Missy, you know, Jimmy June's wife.
Oh, is that woman who keeps wailing around the city center and all that?
Yeah, wringing her hands and all, like, theatrical-like.
Yeah, that woman's distressed. Yeah.
Removing anal probes.
No! Come on!
But you've been pleading with us for the last hour to
No, that was my friend Ralph. I like it.
Oh, this is unprecedented for us. This has never happened. Okay, well, we'll put his in yours as well.
Oh my God! Whoa!
Hey now, how's that for you? Is that working out all right?
You know, once it gets in there, it feels just at home. You know.
I do. Yeah, whoa. Sure. I've been to college.
We feel like we know you. We have been studying you. Our statue has been doing recon for years.
Hey,
little gray dude, here's a question for you. Regarding the statue, my hat's off to you. That's brilliant. People stand in front of it, confess all kind of shit. But in terms of the probing, how exactly are you extracting information about our human race through our anal canal?
You've heard of your redwood trees, how you count the rings to know more about them and the age. It is similar. Yep. We can learn so much about you by the ridges and canals in your anal area.
So it's all coming through the canal region.
Yes.
You're telling me I got a redwood tree in my asshole?
Yes, that's what he's telling you.
Oh, God.
Hey, Missy.
Oh my God! How are you?
Hey, come here, Roy. Give me a hug.
Oh, it's good to see you. Oh my gosh!
Listen. I got a couple of things I gotta tell you.
Do you know where Jim John is?
Yeah, I do.
Where is? Is he all right?
I'm not sure about that. He's in space, or at least up in the sky. Have you ever seen the movie Armageddon?
Bruce Willis, yeah.
Is he in that?
Close my eyes. I'm not going to say your name because I miss you, baby.
Yeah.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Right.
And even when I don't
stop,
I say you want to go around because I miss you. I don't know the rest of it, but that chorus.
I don't want to close my eyes. Oh, God. Look, Missy, I'm about to...
And then that one part where they got Steve Buscemi, and he's just like, no taxes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, he died in the film.
Owen Wilson is in there, too. He dies in that. Owen Wilson.
Oh, is that right? I didn't remember him in there.
Yeah.
Missy.
Owen Wilson is in there, too. Oh, and there is the part where they put animal crackers on her chest. It is funny. We love that film. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Listen, follow-up question. Tell me if you thought Michael Clark Duncan's work in that picture was okay.
We enjoy Mr. Clark Duncan and Steve Buscemi.
Right. Can you explain, even from an alien position, that Buscemi fella's teeth to me? What's going on there?
Yeah, what's that about?
That's my bad. We abducted.
Did you make him?
We did. We created him based on what we thought would be attractive features to humans. We were wrong.
You gave him British teeth.
We did.
From like the 14th century.
Yeah, like pre-dental work.
All right. You got the contraption?
I do, yeah. Hey, this is weird. Do you have a VHS of Armageddon?
Yeah, why? Is that like the last missing component you need to get this thing fired up or what?
Yes, it is.
Holy shit. I actually got two copies.
Yeah, I just need one. But yeah.
So I had one, right? And then, you know, Missy, Jimmy June's wife?
Yes. Yeah.
The one, you know, the lady we described earlier?
Yeah, she was distressed. She's going through a lot right now, yeah.
So she also had the copy, right? But it wasn't like – it wasn't an original copy. I mean, it was, but it was from a video rental store that she never returned. So as a memento of me going on this mission, she gave me her copy, right? So I got one here with the original movie jacket on it.
Awesome. And then we got that one.
I got one in a clear case from a video rental store. It's really a choice store.
And as long as they play Armageddon, that's either one. So I just –
whatever one you think will be the – you know, to set me up in the –
You tell me, man. Like, as long as they both work, I'm good.
Oh, so shit, just you're right. I should tell you. This is my journey after all.
That's right.
I'm going with the one Missy gave me.
All right. All right. Let's see. And put it in.
Damn,
here.
You're fucking smart.
Oh, shit. This is a problem. This movie was not rewound. Okay, we're about three-fourths into the film.
I'm already all inside. Right. I'm already inside.
Get it. All right. We only got one shot at this, baby. Are you ready?
And that's scene two. Scene three today comes to us from Batter. That's B-A-D-E-R, Batter. Who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist, love the show very much, perhaps too much. Uh-oh. My suggestion is, one of you is hypnotized to talk in a different accent every time he hears the trigger word. The problem is that he doesn't know what the trigger word is. Have fun, Batter." Larry, can we get the reports back from Scottsdale when you get a minute, please?
Yeah, you want that for the Ironworks?
I do.
Great, yeah.
Of course. And Tina, you had something from Phoenix that we were going to take a look at. If we could do that. Do you need the overhead projector for that?
Yes, please.
All right, Steve, can you set up the overhead projector, please, for Tina?
I mean, I can set it up, too. I know how to do it. I'm just afraid of it.
Tina, don't please now. Come on. This is men's work.
I'm happy to do it, Tina.
I'm saying I can do it. I am just afraid of it.
Yeah. Well, if you're scared of it, you don't have to do it. That's like.
I thought you were only afraid of it until you were about 20 years old and then everything was fine again.
Yeah, I'm 21, so it's very new. It's very recent. You know what I mean?
I think I do.
The fear still lingers.
You don't have to do it if you're, you know.
Well, I'm not allowed to do it. I'm just saying I can do it. Okay,
it's all plugged in. It's ready to go.
Okay.
Okay, Tina, take her away.
Someone turn off the lights.
Yep, hit the lights. Let's talk Phoenix.
Okay, so actually, we don't need the overhead projector for this. I just wanted to see if it would work. So this is kind of more of an oral presentation. Basically,
with the lights back on.
Turn the lights.
Yeah, you can turn the lights on. Just unplug the projector.
Lights on.
Okay. So as you can see from the numbers,
you're right.
I just stubbed my toe wheeling this stupid projector away.
Okay. So.
Well, let me see that toe. Hold on a second. Let me see that toe. Oh, shit. That's a bone.
Lights up.
You got. Oh, well, can I get the lights on? I'm trying to fix this bone.
Lights on.
Okay. Oh, this is bad. Tina, you can keep going. I just.
Okay. So the numbers from Phoenix. Everyone should be getting a piece of paper. And you can see that the numbers are odd, and so there are some even numbers in there as well.
This is yes or no? Does that hurt?
Yes.
And basically, we found that the more we talk to people, the more data we get.
Yes or no? Does this hurt?
All right, thanks very much, Tina, for that report. Appreciate
you're welcome.
That very much.
You're welcome.
And she was going to cover Scottsdale for us. I wasn't quite sure about that.
Who was going to cover Scottsdale? I'm sorry?
Scottsdale was going to be reported on as well. Can I get it? Someone?
Yeah, yes.
I think I might have been the one that was supposed to do that, but I actually wasn't prepared to speak today on it.
Sean, we asked everyone to be able to report today. Scottsdale was your area, so if you could,
well,
please.
It just snuck up a little quicker than I expected.
All right, fine. Anyone want to give us Tempe? Tempe?
Actually, I'll do Tempe and Scottsdale, if you don't mind. I don't mean to jump in, Sean. But
I don't think anyone would mind. We just want to get these. You know what, Sean? You had your shot. You screwed the pooch. You dumped the cum. Let's let it go. Yes.
Is that English turn of phrase? So what we have here in Scottsdale and Tempe, we actually got parallel numbers, which is fantastic. Okay, so we're seeing growth in all the sectors that we're doing. So just put pressure on it. So for Scottsdale right now, we got about 72% of the iron that we have at our own storehouses are rolling through.
That's good. That's
Tempe,
good.
I would say around the same thing. It's about like 68%, right? So there's going to be growth to be had there, but we all know that Tempe is going to be our proxy site, so it's not our main sellers, right? So that's really good news, knowing that we got the numbers flowing back and
stand
forth.
Stand up!
Now, I don't think they can hear you.
We should be
I don't
really
think
looking
they
at.
Can hear you at all.
Sean?
You should
you had
probably
your time.
Use the...
Sean, you're done, dude.
Thanks for the coffee. Sean, I didn't really appreciate you stepping on my time in there, man. That was a little inappropriate.
Well, first of all, I've been working on the Scottsdale stuff for a long time. I just needed to get some PowerPoint slides finished up, and you kind of marched on my stuff. And secondly, you weren't even using your microphone. No,
it's
one
a one-way piece,
period.
Man. All right, it goes. It's a speaker, so it doesn't matter.
Everybody in the back couldn't hear anything you were saying.
Well, that's not my problem, okay, Sean? I wasn't supposed to be talking about Scottsdale, but I did anyway. All right, and look, let me tell you something right now. I'm gonna fucking take your job, okay?
You're going to take my job?
You're damn right. I just did in that fucking boardroom, and I'm going to do it out in the sales room too, all right? You're slipping up, my man. You didn't know you were supposed to present today? That fucking meeting was on the billboard outside.
Everybody's meeting went – I just figured with the letter S, it would take a long time to get to me.
What?
I didn't think it was going to happen today. If we're going in alphabetical order, what are the odds?
Who said we were? Sean, who the hell said we were?
Well, what kind of order were you thinking we'd go in?
There's six of us. I think it would just go whoever was seated around. They'd point to us to speak.
Well, that wasn't clear to me, you know?
Hey, Sean.
Sean, I'm coming.
Sean.
What?
Dude, you went viral.
What?
Later.
What?
I have a copy for Sean. I have a coffee. Oh, my God.
That's me?
Oh, my God, Marie. It's that fucking guy. Oh, my God. You're that fucking viral guy. You're that guy who, like, shit the bed during his board meeting, isn't it?
Wait a second. Can you show me this video? I haven't seen it or heard about it yet.
The guy who couldn't cut it in corporate America. Oh, my fucking God.
What are you talking about? I still work there. Where's this video that's going viral?
Not for fucking long, man. Oh, my fucking God. Marie, get that fuck over here.
Get anybody else over here.
Oh, my God.
Look who it is. Look, it's that fucking viral guy.
Oh, my
guy.
God. Dude, you are – oh, my God. I saw you because my mom showed me the viral video, and she doesn't even understand how the internet works.
Oh, my God. She's in hospice.
She's
oh
in
my God.
She's in hospice. She's in hospice because she didn't get the internet.
Oh, fuck.
This is weird. I mean
– All right. Nobody leaves the conference room. Sean's body was discovered. Completely mangled.
Oh my God. Wait, who are you?
There's a bloody overhead projector.
I need a bigger chair. I need a bigger chair.
Please be seated, Marjorie. I was just been handed the Tempe account. but previously I was a detective in training in France. Anyways, the one of you is a suspect, obviously, because you all envied Sean once he went everywhere.
No, I think it was him. Because he's the one during. Because during the. Did you see the video that went viral?
Yes, of him failing is the presentation. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But he's the one that stepped on his toes. And speaking of toes, I had injured my toe. So there's no way I was doing any killing. You know what I mean? But it's probably him.
What the fuck? It's Roger with the toe issue. Although, Roger, I got to tell you, when we're on the Zoom and you start pointing, we don't know who you're pointing at.
Okay. Right? Well,
we've got different positions, each one of us, within our own Zooms. Mm-hmm. And you're pointing like for clarity.
Looks like you're pointing at Tina.
Could it be that he was accusing all of us? We all killed Sean in our own ways.
Well, he's probably not accusing you because we don't really know you. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of just showed up as an outside person today. No offense. So maybe he was, blaming the rest of us, though.
You could just ask me.
I don't know. There's no way to know. There's really no way to know.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. There are no royalties from a viral video. I don't know what to tell you. I am sorry about your husband's loss, but there's no money to be gained.
But this is YouTube.com, am I right?
That is correct, yeah.
So I think you owe me a check.
Ma'am, I don't owe you anything. What do you want me to say? I mean, there's somebody else posted.
When I snap my fingers and for the rest of your life, every time you hear a snap, you're going to switch accents. Goodbye.
What the hell? My God. She's a witch.
Hi, sorry. I came into YouTube.com. I have a question. I'm trying to find a video. It's a video of a monkey kind of like climbing around, and then he smells another monkey's butthole, and then he kind of falls over. Where do I find that on YouTube.com?
Just search monkey sniffs butthole passes out.
I got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What?
You're welcome.
Are you making fun of my speech impediment?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I will be writing a very bad Yelp review about
it. No, it's just kissed by a witch.
Excuse me, YouTube.
Why is everyone coming to kiss in my service in person? Yeah. Just fucking Google it.
I was wondering where I find orangutan cleans armpit with a shovel.
I'm not familiar with that one. And what's up with all these primate videos?
But how is do I find that on YouTube?
I mean, just search it. Have you searched it? Have you looked for primate?
What do you mean by search?
Look, look at my computer screen, yeah?
Do you mean do I go outside and I just look around for it?
Oh, my God, I fucking hate my job. I don't – look, mate, look at my screen here, yeah? What do you mean, how do you look at it? What the fuck is this? Jesus Christ.
I'm talking into the phone and you're asking me to look into your computer.
Get off the phone. Right. Get off the phone and look at me.
So step away from the phone.
Mate, just please, for the love of God, please help me. There's a long line behind you. There's a long line. I need you to put the phone down and listen to me.
Right, but this orangutan cleans his armpit with a shovel. It's the funniest fucking thing you ever see.
Mate, I believe you. I've ever seen it.
Look, we're going to have to let you go, man. This accent shit is disturbing, weird, and frankly, not entertaining. So,
what do you mean?
This is what we're talking about. You've worked here for 3 years.
Yeah, this is how I'm getting let go.
We just don't understand what happened to you.
Again, I was cursed by a woman. She snapped her fingers and said, every time I snap my fingers, look, anytime I hear a snap, my voice changes. That's pretty much the parameters.
All right, okay, listen. If this is true, let's see. So you go ahead and just tell me a story.
All right. I'm going to tell you a story. There was a tiny little guy outside of New York City, and he wanted to always do the thing that he do. But the only problem is that every time that – and that is exactly why – why does my story change when I stay in a different accent?
I wanted to know why I can't speak the same story. Maybe I'm channeling individuals. People who
that was good. That was good. You're still fired. You're still fired. But that was good.
Just like that.
Hey man, I really I heard your stories and they're fantastic. I think you've got a real one man show quality. So I'd love to produce your show, man.
Yeah.
Yep, I sure would. You know, I got a lot of money laying around. So let me fund you.
Sure, that doesn't sound shady at all. You got it.
I'm not shady. I'm Steve Buscemi, man. You know, I'm a beloved character actor created by aliens.
Oh, you're an actor?
Yeah, I'm an actor.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
I think I'm known. Anyways, I got an empty theater down in Tempe now.
Wait, were you in Deep Impact?
Fuck you, man. I was in the other one. I got space dementia. Okay, I got a stage here in Tempe. If we can set up a run for your show, you can workshop it here and then take it on Broadway, all right?
All right. Deep Impact, though. That was a fucking wild movie.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it, man.
You didn't see your own movie.
You know, I'm starting to regret funding this.
Hey, James, thanks for meeting me for lunch. So what did you want to talk to me about? And you know, feel free to speak openly. It's just you and me. And if there's something else going on, you know, let me know. Let me know what's in your mind. I mean,
there's a lot that's been going on. I feel kind of disconnected from my friends and family.
Right. And, I just feel like you called this sit down for a reason. You know,
oh, yeah, definitely.
I just want you to feel, you know, you're with friends. You can speak up. Speak freely.
You know, I appreciate that. You know, you've always been a shoulder. You've always been a shoulder. And it's just crazy. You know, since I've been cursed and since I've seen wild success from my one-man show and my live albums and movies and all that.
Let's talk about the word you're using here, cursed.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think that's what it is?
That
you were cursed? You really believe you were cursed and it's not
what
something?
What the hell is people's? Yeah, a woman cursed me. She snapped her fingers. She said a curse. I was an incantation. I'm fucked.
Some woman just snapped her finger and you were fucked. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. And then I just, here I am, right? Doing this shit.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
But she snapped her fingers and you were cursed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what? You see what
Holy
I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
James?
Oh, my God. I don't have to do what she said.
No, you don't. There's no curse. There's no curse.
Oh, my God.
She gave you a suggestion and you yes-and yourself into a fucking bucket.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I'm sick. Oh, my God. I feel sick.
What kind of sick? Like a
sweetheart
pain?
Sweetheart, pull out your phone. This guy's about to throw up.
Oh, my God. This is so funny. This is so funny.
Oh my
Ew,
God.
Ha, ha, I'm getting it. Oh.
Well, I'm gonna shit too.
Steve, you gotta see this YouTube video of this guy shitting and puking. Look.
Holy fuck.
And that's our show for today. Yeah. Let's thank our alchemist in this particular order. James, which number cup of coffee do you suppose that is for today?
It is
just like two
or
three.
I guess it's easiest by jug. It's second jug.
Oh my God.
The jugs. The containers are getting bigger and more obscure. Which one is that?
It's a growler.
Well, this is a 32-ounce growler. So I guess 64 ounces of coffee. So
and you put you make your own coffee and put it in there, or you buy that?
Yeah. No, yeah. I make my own coffee and put it in there.
Okay. And if folks wanted to say sign you up to Cameo where you made videos and they paid you of you making this coffee and drinking it, was that something you'd be open to?
Yeah, I could do it twice a day.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, thanks very much for being with us today. Appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Caroline Cotter, thank you as well.
You're welcome.
And thanks again for the invite for all of us to come to your place to do the show next Wednesday. Very excited about that.
Yeah, whenever you want. It's small and I have a crazy bunny, so.
Is the bunny okay?
No.
Oh. So when you say no, you actually mean?
Not dead, but still not as fun as I'd like and acting kind of weird, so.
I think not as fun is the important part.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, what is the point of a bunny if not to be fun?
You're right.
Is the bunny moving one foot, one paw?
No, he's kind of flopped down like on his side. You know what I mean?
James, can you look up real quick bunny on its side or flopped?
I got side of bunny.
Yep. No, yeah.
No, that's going to be a little different. James, thank you, please. Cole Stratton.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. guys, we need to get to the bottom of Sean's killer. We never solved his murder. So people want to write in with their fan theories. Maybe we can get to the bottom of it.
Please write your fan theories, your name here at alchemythis.com. We would love to hear your fan theories. Thank you for that.
There you go.
And look up SF Sketchfest on the Instagram for shows, previous shows to watch and to donate.
Yeah, thanks. Definitely do that, please.
Chris Alvarado, so nice to have you back.
It's nice to be here. I don't know who killed Sean, but I know it's going to kill James, and that's 64 ounces of fucking of coffee, dude. That's – I just want to ask, do you know that's a lot of coffee?
I know that's a no. That I'm helping
that's no.
I know.
No.
I don't know what to say.
All right. Well, this is not the intervention, but it's coming.
4 ounces.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
not that much. Carolina,
Carolina, you Googling 64 ounces yeah. and what can happen?
Yeah.
Now, that's throughout the course of the day. That's not an...
that is a, it shouldn't be 64 ounces throughout the course of a week.
It should be like a cup, maybe 2 cups max.
Yeah.
This is like a bonus fourth scene. So
A study suggests drinking 4 or more cups of coffee per day could significantly raise your risk of dying.
Well, sorry, everybody dies. How many people get 64 ounces of coffee a day?
Wow.
Just
truck
one.
Drivers.
Joey Greer, anything to add before parting?
No, man. I just want the best for James.
Yeah. And like everyone does.
Crazy. And anyone else who's like doing the same thing.
Just... Look how happy he is, though. Don't you want to be that happy right before you die?
I've seen people yacked out of their mind look that happy. But inside, they're screaming. All right? It's not what's on the outside.
That's yacked out of your mind.
When you guys talk about my health, I start to sweat all over my body. It's weird. It doesn't happen when you guys don't talk about it.
It isn't us talking about it. It's the anxiety that's being induced by the amount of caffeine that's pumping through your fucking body.
James's last show, everybody.
Yay.
Write to SaveJames at SaveJames.com. Let's thank Doug Boehm, engineer and producer to the stars.
Hey.
Five folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, reminding you to please wear a mask every time you leave your home and look out for each other. If we don't watch each other's back, what is the point? Damn it. Until next time.
Alchemy.
All right, we did a show without Doug. He's fired.